Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created. It's a beautiful weather outside. It's raining for the last 2 days. The weather has chilled and cooled down. So we are looking forward to greater days of great weather ahead. So we thank God. Well, let me encourage you from the book of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 9. You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout, lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. Hallelujah. It was prophesied by Prophet Isaiah that the people of Israel and the house of Israel, or rather the people of God, will let the towns of Judah know that here is your God. My dear brothers and sisters, for many people, another Christmas season is merely a rerun of the trivial and the sentimental. But for the devoted Christian, a dedicated and a committed Christian, Christmas is much more than once a year celebration. It is a fresh awareness that a deliverer was sent from the ivory palaces of heaven to become personally involved in the redemption and affairs of the human race. The impact of this realization becomes a strong motivation to share the good news with people who need to know that there is an Emmanuel available who can meet their every need. Men everywhere must hear these glad tidings if they are to benefit from them. With absolute clarity, they must hear the message, here is your God. Not one of the other gods or goddesses, but here is your God, your Jehovah, your Yeshua is your God. My dear brothers and sisters, reflect on this important aspect. How have I grown spiritually throughout this Christmas season? A good question to ask. What new insights have I gained regarding this message? How can I share my faith in the living Christ more effectively in the days ahead? Few thoughts to ponder in these days and this season. And let's rededicate our lives to the gospel and say, God, the Christmas message is not only for fun and frolic, but the Christmas message is for a dying man. Christmas message is for a perishing man. Christmas message is to save a soul. And that's what is to declare from the mountaintops. Go tell it on the mountains. I love that song. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for this beautiful, beautiful day. We humble ourselves before you. We come and lay down our lives afresh before your presence. After Christ is born, Isaiah declared that you must go and let them know in the towns of Judah, here is your God. Lord, today, wherever we are placed by you, we will declare it to that town that Jesus Christ is the Lord. And today we have the social media, Lord, under our belt. We can always use that platform to declare and decree and shout it out loud from every portal that Jesus Christ is born and he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He is our Savior. He is Emmanuel. Lord, I thank you. Give us that courage. Give us that boldness. We shall never be ashamed of the name of Yeshua and never be ashamed of sharing Lord God Almighty with our neighbors and with our friends and our family. Do, Lord, that they will give their lives. They'll get saved, healed, delivered, and added into your kingdom. Lord God Almighty, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them. be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, keep them from the evil one, preserve them, protect them, provide for them and prosper them. And I pray that the message of the gospel will be preached by them and that Jesus will be glorified. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Lord, I take authority over that sickness. I rebuke it, resist it, and reject it in the mighty name of Jesus. And I speak forth the healing virtue of God to flow into their bodies from the crown of their head to the soles of the feet in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.